I am reminded about something the great preacher Fred Craddock said. In the final analysis, he said, all we have is God. So may I make a suggestion? When you get to Bethlehem, as you approach the stable, when you get to that crib and see the baby, say, Jesus, here I am, very much like you, a little child. This morning, like little children, all of us, I invite you to hear a story about a Christmas pageant from a fictional rural town called North Haven. It's in a book by a pastor named Michael Linville. And it's a good story and convenient for me because it's told in first person by the pastor of Second Presbyterian Church. And the story goes like this. The Christmas pageant at Second Presbyterian Church, North Haven, is over. It was in the end wonderful, and now it is past. My blood pressure, in fact, has gone down by 20 points, and so has the communal blood pressure of the congregation. We got through it without schism, and none of the kids got grounded this year, but it was close. The whole saga of the Christmas pageant really began previously 47 Christmases ago, when Alvina Johnson first directed the Christmas pageant at Second Presbyterian Church, something she continued to do through 10 presidents, 9 pastors, 3 wars, and who knows how many Christian education committees for the next 46 years. But not this year, and that's the story. International alliances came and went. Wars were fought and peace was made. Ministers were called and called away. But Alvina Johnson directing the Christmas pageant was like the great rock in a turbulent sea. One might say that Alvina was stubborn, but that's not quite enough. Alvina is intractable and immovable. When folks around here get put out by Alvina, who is disguised as a sweet, quiet 70-year-old lady, they refer to her under their breath, of course, as the Iron Butterfly. 47 years ago, someone asked her to do the Christmas pageant, and she said yes. They didn't say, Alvina, will you do the Christmas pageant this year? So Alvina assumed they meant forever, and Alvina is a woman of her word. Alvina's pageants always had a precise 9 characters. 1 Mary, 1 Joseph, 3 wise men, 2 shepherds, 1 angel, and 1 narrator. The script was simply the Christmas story read out of the King James Bible, which meant 2 6-year-old shepherds had to learn to say, let us now even go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Auditions for the 9 parts were held on the last Sunday afternoon in October for 46 years. Rehearsal for the 9 lucky winners were held on the next 5 Sunday afternoons. Alvina's goal was nothing less than perfection in Christmas pageantry. Perfect lines, perfect pacing, blocking, enunciation, perfect everything, which is not easily achieved with little children, even 9 carefully selected little children. Time and time again, people tried to get Alvina to open things up a bit so that every child who wanted could be in the pageant. Alvina, they would say, Scripture said there was a heavenly host, not just 1 little angel. Alvina, why not a few more shepherds so everyone could be in the pageant? Or Alvina, Christina, if there were shepherds, that meant there were shepherds, right? Can't we make some cute little woolly costumes so the 3- and 4-year-olds can be sheep? Nope, she answered. Too many youngsters, too many problems. Early this fall, however, something happened that deflected the inertia of nearly a half century of doing it the way it had always been done. The Christian Education Committee this year included 3 young mothers of last year's rejected Mary, Joseph, and the 2 wise men. And the mothers pulled off what they would say in Central America, that's what she did. She did one of those young mothers. See, Alvina would have never had me in the pageant because I can't even say French words. At their September meeting, they passed the following motion. Resolved, all children who wish to be in the Christmas pageant may do so. Parts will be found. Alvina heard about it that night and was in my office at 9 a.m. sharp. What's the matter, Alvina? I asked. Young mothers, she said. She spit out those 2 words as though young mothers was an illicit occupation. Young mothers, she continued, who have no knowledge or experience of the proper direction of a Christmas pageant. She then resigned as director and said, if these young mothers know so much, let them try it themselves. She was angry, angry enough to quit the church and become a Methodist. But she didn't. And I suspect she wanted to hang around long enough at least to see those young mothers fall flat on their faces. The pageant was last week. The young mothers didn't fall flat on their faces, but the pageant, well, was different from the one everyone had been experiencing for 46 years. It seemed as though there was a cast of thousands, though probably there were actually 50 or so, and there must have been 12 shepherds, 10 angels, and a veritable heavenly host. And there were sheep, a couple of dozen of 3- and 4- and 5-year-olds who had fake woolly sheepskin vests and woolly hoods, and on their arms and legs were their father's black socks pulled up. The pageant was a lot of things, but smooth it was not. One of the chief problems was these very sheep. Now, in an urban Christmas pageant, I imagine the sheep were well behaved and fairly quiet because urban kids have rarely seen sheep, and if they've seen them, it's on the bulletin cover, and they're peaceful and they're grazing and they just stand there looking cute and cuddly. Half the kids here live on farms, and they've seen real sheep. And they know sheep that just don't stand there, and they don't follow directions either. They know that all sheep really want to do is eat. So when the young mothers casually instructed the 12 sheep to act like sheep, they should have known better. Some of the sheep did a remarkable imitation of grazing right behind the communion table. Some wandered over by the choir to graze, and others went down the center aisle. Some of them had even found day-old donuts in the church parlor and ate them to make their grazing look more realistic. When one of the shepherds decided to try to herd them a bit, with his shepherd's crook, some of the sheep got spooked and started to scatter like real sheep do. In fact, it was a remarkable imitation of sheep behavior, even though it was a bit out of ordinary for a Christmas pageant. Now, Alvina had been watching this all from the last pew in the sanctuary. As the sheep spooked and scattered with imitation bleating, Alvina tried hard to hide a little smirk. Young mothers, I'm sure she was thinking. The real climax of imperfection came, however, at the high drama when Joseph and Mary enter, Mary clutching her little baby in a blue blanket. This year, Mary, she was taking her role with intense and pious seriousness. She looked down at that face of her doll, and she really seemed to see the infant Christ. Joseph was another story. He had gotten the part because he had been rejected from Christmas pageant participation by Alvina Johnson more than any other kid in the church. With good reason, some might say. Anyway, Mary and Joseph were to walk on as the narrator read, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. At least that's what the narrator was supposed to read and what had been read at the rehearsal. But a few hours before the performance, one of the young mothers observed that none of the children really understood the King James Version English, so they voted in their kind of revolutionary fervor to switch to the Good News translation of the Bible for that performance. What kind of kid knows what great with child means, they asked. The Good News translation is much more to the point. So during the pageant, Mary and Joseph entered and the narrator read, Joseph went to be registered with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant. The last word echoed over the PA system of the church, and our little Joseph, hearing that, froze in his tracks and gave Mary this incredulous look, peered out at the congregation and said, "Pregnant? What do you mean, pregnant?" This, of course, brought down the house. Wiping tears of joy from his eyes, the man sitting next to me said, "You know, that may be what Joseph actually said." Alvina Johnson was now wearing a look that simply broadcast, "I told you so." But as the pageant wound into its clearing and into its closing, the church lights were dimmed, and the singing of Silent Night began. Something miraculous happened. The sheep, when they had finished their part, bleated their way down the aisles to sit in the last couple of pews to watch the end of the pageant. Alvina, in that last pew, suddenly found herself surrounded by a herd of 3- and 4- and 5-year-old in sheep outfits. It was late, and the church was warm, and the sheep were drowsy. I glanced over at Alvina as the wise men were exiting, and the organ was softly playing the melody of Silent Night. On either side of Alvina, 2 little sheep had fallen asleep and were resting their fake wool heads against her. We sang Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm and all is bright. And when the carol finished, no one stirred for a long time. It wasn't planned. We all sat in silence looking at the closing scene of the Holy Family. Their visitors had come and gone. I think that moment may have even touched the iron butterfly. An older woman, who meant to whisper to her husband, but everyone heard, said, "Perfect. Just perfect." And so it was. Not perfect in the way Alvina's pageants tried to make things perfect, but perfect in the way God makes things perfect. God accepts our fumbling attempts at performance, at love and fairness, and then covers them up with grace. My friends, at Old First Presbyterian Church, when Jesus grew up, he said to us, "To enter the kingdom of God, you must become like a little child." The most amazing thing about Christmas is that God shows us the way by coming to us as a child, so that we can come to the manger and see the baby and say, "Jesus, here I am, very much like you, a little child." Thanks be to God for this amazing birth and for the part that each of us are invited to play in the drama of it. And it's not a one-time story. We get to carry out the light of Christ. And while we sit for a bit in quiet, you will watch the Christ light and the Advent candles lit. I want you to think, what part shall you play in this Christmas story? And remember that God doesn't make perfect people, but God's grace covers our stumbling, and God's grace surrounds us. And that little child was born and became the man Jesus, who changed life then and still changes lives today. May you be a light in this world.